This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Clashes broke out in the Netherlands on Sunday as anti-curfew demonstrators protested against coronavirus restrictions, while France imposed new border controls with numerous countries under pressure to slow the spread of new variants of the virus. France introduced a requirement for incoming travelers from EU neighbors to show a recent negative coronavirus test, and Israel announced it would close its skies to almost all aircraft. In the United States, Johns Hopkins University said the country had topped 25 million cases, remaining the hardest hit in the world after almost 99 million infections and over 2.1 million deaths worldwide. In the Netherlands, a COVID-19 testing center was burned in one village while police used tear gas against demonstrators in another. Cars were burned and businesses looted in the village of Eindhoven while police deployed water cannon and dogs in central Amsterdam. The clashes came on the first day of a new 9 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. curfew. It was the Netherlands' first such curfew since World War II. In Denmark, two men were arrested Saturday night for burning an effigy of the Danish prime minister at an anti-restriction protest. In Spain, thousands of people demonstrated against virus restrictions in the capital, Madrid. Sweden said it would prohibit entry from neighboring Norway for 3 weeks after cases of a variant that emerged in Britain were detected in Oslo. President Joe Biden on Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. This is according to two White House officials on Sunday. The officials also confirmed that South Africa would be added to the restricted list.